The organizations PEER, Beyond Plastics, and Oceana took part in a Zoom event Monday to discuss global health threats created by plastic pollution. According to PEER, 10 billion tons of plastic has been produced since the 1950s, and that number is expected to triple by mid-century. Megan Wolf is the Beyond Plastics Health Policy Director. The group works to ban all single-use plastics. Wolf says tiny microplastics that we can't even see are all around us in the environment.
You can be sure that if it's in the water and it's in the air we breathe and it's in the food system, it's in the vasculature of plants, it's in the animals that are slaughtered and brought to table, it's in us.
Beyond Plastics says microplastics have been found in the human body, such as breast milk, placenta, blood, intestines, and lungs. The group said it can cause cancer as well as affect the endocrine system, resulting in a loss of body functions. According to the group, only 6% of plastic is actually being recycled, and it's time to, quote, turn off the tap and halt the mass production of plastics. Christy Levitt is Oceana's Plastics Campaign Director. Oceana is dedicated to protecting the world's oceans. Levitt says recycling will never keep up with the production rate of plastic and that putting the burden on consumers to recycle is counterproductive.
Consumer good companies are simply putting too much plastic into the market and not offering plastic-free choices to consumers. So even if you want to avoid plastics, you really aren't given a choice when you go to the grocery store or the convenience stores. The shelves are just stocked with products that are packaged in plastics.
Christy Levitt says one solution is for companies to move to non-toxic, reusable, and refillable containers. She said that's why prohibiting the use of single-use plastics is so critical. Oceana found that 40% of all plastics used every year are single-use. The Grand Canyon National Park implemented a water bottle ban in 2012 after finding that one-third of all trash in the park were plastic water bottles. 23 more parks followed suit. Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, or PEER, says the Grand Canyon reduced total waste by 20% and the amount of plastic it had to haul by 30%. This prevented 2 million plastic bottles from ending up in the environment. However, the Trump administration did away with the change in 2017. All of the organizations said plastic incineration is the worst option for disposing of plastics because they are made of fossil fuels, which emit greenhouse gases and other chemicals. Megan Wolf from Beyond Plastics says creating a reuse economy is the best solution and it needs to happen before it's too late.
To dither, given how much plastic is being produced, how quickly, and what its impacts are. We need to move now.
All of the organizations recommend using plastic as little as possible and to call on lawmakers to pass laws doing away with plastics. For KPFA News, I'm Audie McAfee.